Welcome to another short devotional. I've been gone for over a month, so happy to be back with you. I titled this little devotional, A Launchpad to Greater Faith. You know, this last weekend, I had a phone conversation with a good friend who was sharing with me that future financial uncertainty was beginning to strike fear into her heart. You know, emotionally, I understood this only too well. But a moment after she shared, I heard the Holy Spirit whisper, I can use fear to launch you to greater faith. 25 years ago, I started a fledgling recruiting company of one. Very soon, I was given a unique and clearly supernatural opportunity of bidding on a huge recruiting contract with the largest Northern California telecommunications company for contract to place 1,200 engineers. I quickly joined forces with a much more seasoned professional and friend, and we rapidly created a corporation, at least on paper. The next step was a presentation to over 100 hiring managers in a huge corporate theater. They wanted a woman-owned business, which meant I had to present as well as my polished male partner. How could I do it? I'd been a homemaker for 16 years with only 9 months of recruiting experience. Fear of failure was close to taking my breath away. But God, He gave me a scripture that carried me across the terrifying corporate catwalk to that waiting group of professionals sitting ready to judge every word that we spoke and then decide our fate. It was Joshua 1:9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong, vigorous, and very courageous. Be not afraid, neither be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Joshua had watched God lead Moses for 40 years in the wilderness, but now he asked him to be the lead of a huge group of people into enemy territory and take it as God had promised. He had God's word to stand on, yet God knew that fear could block his way, which is why, right after the promise, came the command to be strong and confident and very courageous so that he could do all that was asked of him. God told him not to be afraid, because he was with him wherever he would go. You know, fear is a powerful force. When it latches onto our hearts, it can paralyze us. When we look at a circumstance as only in the natural, the enemy often rushes in to stop us in our tracks. Fear is a common tactic to distract us and get us off track from the plans God has for us. Realizing we have the authority to dispel fear with the word of God releases us from its grip. Speaking truth over our fear catapults us from a position of fear to a solid footing of faith. I am sure that Joshua was afraid of what God was telling him to do. He didn't expect to be in this position, so God told him he'd be with him and that he would not fail him, and he tells us the same today. We gave that presentation and won half the contract because they'd simply never heard of us before. The other half went to the recruiting giant, Robert Half. That was the beginning of 24 years of facing professional fears and overcoming them with the word of God and watching him provide time after time. Isaiah 40:10, fear not, there's nothing to fear, for I am with you. Do not look around you in terror and be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and harden you to difficulties. Yes, I will help you. Yes, I will hold you up and retain you with my victorious right hand of righteousness and justice. Fear not, I will help you. Fear takes different shapes. They finally brought him off the boat in a stretcher to the helicopter waiting at the edge of the lake, paralyzed from the neck down. I held my daughter-in-law as we both went down to our knees, and fear rushed in. Hebrews 4:16, let us then fearlessly and confidently and boldly draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in good time for every need, appropriate help and well-timed help, coming just when we need it. Mine was not a leisurely walk into the throne room. I rushed in, needing strength, faith, and healing for my son. I knew fear was my enemy. The impact of this kind of fear made anything I had faced in business minuscule in comparison. I had to beat it. The interesting thing is that regardless of the size of the difficulty we face, the solution is always the same. Trust God, trust His word, and declare it until it dispels the lie the enemy desires to use to kill our hope, steal our faith, and destroy us. If unbelief gains the upper hand in our thoughts, fear takes hold of our emotions. Although this experience held terrifying moments, years of faith building held me together. We never know when we will face a Goliath and need to step up and take a stand. So how do we develop a faith that conquers our fears? The Word says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God, Romans 10:17. It's through reading, meditating, and hearing the preached Word of God, and we can preach to ourselves through declaration. And there's a promise to replace any fear the enemy throws our way. You know, David was a mighty warrior and a man of great courage, called a man after God's own heart. Yet in the Psalms, we see David, much like us, experiencing fear. What time I am afraid, I will have confidence in and put my trust and reliance in you. Psalm 56:3. David remembered God's word and his past experiences of God's faithfulness. This is why our testimonies to the faithfulness of God is so important. When my friend who's starting out in a new career with so much uncertainty in front of her calls me, I share my stories. There's power in testimonies. God takes us through the fearful situation, and as we learn to obey God's word and allow it to penetrate our minds and hearts, we find each trial becomes a stepping stone to a stronger and deeper faith. Then we can say, He sustained me, healed me, gave me success in the past, and He will do the same for me again, and He will do the same for you. God bless. I hope you enjoyed this. Thanks so much.